At the Columbus Police Academy, Sergeant Dwayne Nicholson shows me the class of 2016. He points to a wall lined with photos of each of the 39 students.
It actually tells you where they're from, which department they're with.
Six are women and five are men of color.
It's one of the most diverse classes that we've ever had in the division with females and minorities.
Nicholson has been a recruiting sergeant since 2011 and says that's when diversity became more of a focus.
Before, it was just, well, we worked with whoever we were working with. Now that's one of the things that I think about all the time. How do we get more diversity within our department?
In 2013, former Mayor Michael Coleman ordered the department to try harder to diversify its ranks. Shortly thereafter, some of the requirements for passing the mandatory background check were loosened to allow a larger pool of applicants to qualify. And the department now offers tutoring and fitness training to help applicants pass the initial exam. Starting salary and benefits are competitive. And Sergeant Nicholson says he even meets with community leaders to discuss outreach efforts. But despite all of that,
there hasn't been an overwhelming of diversity breaking down the doors, if I should say.
The level of racial and ethnic minorities as measured by the Columbus Police Department, Latinos, African Americans, Asians, and Indians, has stayed about the same for the past 12 years at under 15%. It's even shrunk slightly in recent years. On a national level, over a quarter of local police belong to an ethnic or racial minority. Bruce Henry, president of the Indianapolis chapter of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, or NOBLE, says that around the country, barriers can appear at many stages of the application process.
What we see on the front end is this is a difficulty in some of our applicants in passing that aptitude exam.
Culture could be another barrier when young people of color don't often see themselves becoming police officers.
And a lot of times those barriers of perception are real barriers when people don't see individuals in police uniform at all who look like them.
Levi Moorfield is a recent Academy graduate. He's worked as a Columbus police officer for about 6 months. But as a Black man growing up in the Linden neighborhood, he says being a police officer had a negative connotation.
Police were always the enemy. You know, we didn't want anything to do with them. Always showed them respect. However, it was a bad thing to be the police.
Then he says one day that all changed.
I had an interaction. I was doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing. Was arrested as a juvenile.
The officer who arrested Moorfield reached out to him and changed his perspective about the police.
He just told me, you know, that I wasn't a bad kid. I was just becoming a product of my environment. And just through conversation with me, he knows that I really want help and I really want to do good.
Moorfield says that's what made him start thinking about a career in law enforcement. Now an officer, he talks with young people from his old neighborhood and explains why this can be an opportunity for them too.
Just being able to educate the youth and letting them know, hey, this is what this job entails. You know, you're actually out here to help people out. You're actually out here to help change people's lives.
Moorfield and Bruce Henry agree. The first step to increase diversity in police departments may start by educating the next generation. Esther Honig, WOSU News.